piles of metal, including artillery shells, on board a Chinese-registered vessel. These are believed to be material taken from the undersea wrecks of two British battleships from World War II. Malaysian coast guards initially detained the ship for anchoring illegally. But the police and the Heritage Department are now investigating whether it was involved in looting the warships. One of them is the HMS Repulse, built during the First World War. It was deployed to protect British colonies from the Japanese invasion during the Second World War. But just days after the bombing of the Pearl Harbor in December 1941, it was sunk, along with the battleship Prince of Wales, by the Japanese Navy. The two ships now lie deep in waters off the east coast of the Malaysian Peninsula. The wrecks are considered war graves. Divers say the HMS Repulse is more accessible as it lies in shallower waters. But it has deteriorated in the last few years.
Damage to the hull of the wreck, where it looks like somebody has started pulling away sheets of metal. And with that, what was inside the wreck has started to come outside. So the munitions cases and the 15-inch shell casing is now visible, and some of it has fallen outside.
Material from old warships, produced before the atomic explosions in the Japanese cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945, is highly prized. Pre-war steel, as it's known, is used to manufacture sensitive equipment, including radiation detectors.
This is not the first time the Chinese vessel Chuan Hong 68 has been in Malaysian waters. It was detained in 2017 for anchoring illegally and released after a fine was paid. But before that, the vessel was found scavenging from another shipwreck, according to the Indonesian Navy, and it moved to international waters before it could be detained.
A maritime lawyer says existing laws to protect such sites are sufficient, but enforcement agencies should find better ways to deter illegal salvages.
As far as surveillance is concerned, you can actually partner with diving organizations. You can also employ marine assets to be vigilant night and day to monitor the sea. And of course, you can also use drones, aerial drones, underwater drones, to also see what's going on as well.
Besides the two battleships, hundreds of other wrecks also sit in Southeast Asian waters and are a prime target for illegal salvages. Florence Louis, Al Jazeera, Kuala Lumpur.